Now, today on International Women's Day, we are celebrating inspiring women and the work they do among their communities to support and empower their peers. One such woman is doing incredible work, and that is Rhiannon Mitchell. Rhiannon is a proud First Nations woman from the Munungjali people of Bue Desert. She grew up on Gumba Mingiru country and has taken her experiences and passion for helping others to establish mentoring programs through her organization, Sisters and Salt. Rhiannon joins us now to share more about her powerful work and the impact it has had on the lives of young Indigenous women. Good afternoon, Rhiannon.
Hello.
Now, you just heard me absolutely butcher.
Could
you please?
So I can just say that, my tribe's Munungjali from the Bue Desert people, and that's in Queensland. And the country that I grew up on is Gumbangia country. So I'm here on the Coast Coast in New South Wales.
Thank you so much for that. I do apologise for my lack of diction.
It can be hard to pronounce.
So to begin with for today's interview, could you tell us a little bit more about what you do to help guide and inspire Indigenous women and what a mentoring session through Sisters and Salt looks like?
Yeah, so I started the business about 2 years ago because I was working with local Indigenous girls at cultural camps and just like helping at different projects. And I just felt like the thing I really wanted to do was the one-on-one mentoring because I had a lot of struggles as a teenage girl myself. Like, I'm 28 now. I started it when I was the business when I was 26. But it was because, I had a lot of trouble with school and just family life. And I knew how that felt to be a young Aboriginal person experiencing, sometimes discrimination or, problems in the household. So, I started it, and I mostly work with Indigenous girls in foster care, so that have been removed from their home and they might be staying with people that they've just met or with family members. So I just mentor them to, help them to stay in school and just talk about, what's going on in their life. And it takes a few sessions for them to get to know me, but then, I'm at their house like once a week visiting them, and, we might learn how to cook a meal for their family. So there's a young girl I'm working with at the moment, and she was with her grandma. So I'm just helping her to, just have some respect for her nan, for her elders, and to help cook around the house and, help clean up when she can. And, I just meant her to have respect for herself and for community and to be strong in culture and to feel proud. There's another girl I'm working with at the moment, and we just got her a job after school. So she really wanted to work after school to, give back to the community and also to have some cash in her pocket. So I'm just helping her out with that. So they're the sort of things I do with mentoring.
So how many girls are involved with the program, and is it just yourself as a mentor at the moment?
Yeah, it's just me at the moment. I just own the business. I'm working with about 5 young people at the moment. But I do a lot of other things as well, so that's just the time I have for it at the moment. I'm currently studying Bachelor of Marine Science and Management full-time, and I work at a women's refuge 2 days a week, and I'm also on a project called Happy Boxes. I'm on the board for there, so that's us sending packages to Aboriginal women in remote communities. And I also have an Aboriginal Girls Ocean Conservation Group called Saltwater Sisters. And so I'm just organising that at the moment, and that's where there's about 10, 15 girls that will come to that, and they just come every month and we do beach cleanup. They learn from marine scientists and myself and elders in the community.
It sounds like you're definitely occupying your time with some really meaningful work. That's incredible.
Yeah, I love working with women because, my mum, she experienced domestic violence when I was younger. And, we went through a lot to get to where we are today. So my mum always taught me to help others.
Would you say there have been any particularly rewarding or poignant moments during your time as a mentor?
So many. Just thinking, when I go visit this young person that's with her grandma, just seeing how much her grandma appreciates that support with her and her granddaughter trying to, build on their relationship. So I always just see her uptown. I saw her yesterday, actually, up at the shops, and all her grandkids were there and they ran up and gave me a hug. And she's like, oh, you got to come around, bub, for a cup of tea. And, so she appreciates me being there and being able to support their family unit. And just this other young person who I got a job recently, she has things going on at home, and Like she's been through a lot through her life, and just the fact that she wanted to get a job and she put that, you know, she did her own resume up and everything, and I just helped her, you know, fix it up a bit. And, you know, I've been driving to her to work, and she's working for a really cool Aboriginal corporation, and they're just going to, like, once she's in that corporation, they're going to really support her to, like, flourish in life, because the Aboriginal corporation isn't just about, like, you know, you go to work, they're like a family unit, so they take the kids away for, like, you know, holidays when, you know, if they've done really good that year, they might take them away somewhere just before Christmas. They get a lot of training, and, you know, they just meet other Aboriginal people in the community that are doing amazing things as well. So that's really rewarding for me to see, yeah, the kids doing well.
Oh, absolutely. Last but not least, and probably the biggest and most important question, how would you like to see Indigenous women supported in the future? And how can we all, those listeners at home, help support and empower Indigenous women across the country?
Oh, that's a big question.
A lot to unpack there. Take your time.
Yeah. I would just say, just like, you know, let Aboriginal women have a voice. Listen to them, like what they want. It's pretty cool now we've got a platform to do that. Like, I have an Instagram, which is Saltwater Sisters, and that's a platform where I can share, you know, like if there's Aboriginal issues that are pressing, like, you know, Black Lives Matter or something about NAIDOC Week or, you know, children in care, I'm able to share, you know, my thoughts on that. And, you know, people are following it that are non-Indigenous, and, you know, they're supporting, like, our way of thinking. Like, before, probably it wasn't accepted as much. Like, Aboriginal people couldn't speak for themselves because of colonization. We were told not to. So we're just sort of getting our power back. So I think if you just listen and you be an ally and, you know, you share our content and you follow us, and, like, if you believe in us, then, yeah, just support us. Come to our community events. Just, like, hype us up. Like, be our ally, be our friend, you know.
Be your hype girls.
Yeah.
Hype girls, hype guys, hype whatever you identify as, hype it up in general. Well, thank you so much for coming on air with us this afternoon for a very special edition of Drive for International Women's Day.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
No worries. That was Rhiannon Mitchell, founder of Sisters and Salt and Saltwater Sisters, two great initiatives, talking about her work that aims to empower and support young Indigenous women. How about that? Definitely hats off to Rhiannon. She is an inspiration to us all.